You're on Daf, Samach Dalad, Amid Beis. And the Gemara explained, we had a Machlekes, two Baraises, and Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis. There are two Psukim, Im Yimotzei Haganef, Im Lo Yimotzei Haganef. So there's a Machlekes Baraises. One Baraisa holds that both of these psukim are speaking about toyin tainis ganev, that you pay kefil. And then the Gemara says, how do we know that a ganev pays kefil and dover metal till the gufay moment? So the Gemara said, we learn now from imotzi to motzi biyodi agneva, misher atchemer vatzechaim shnaim yishalem. It is a ribui miyit v'ribui v'mamayit shtores avodim v'karkois. So now the Gemara says, ulaman de yomar. This is in the middle of, little after the middle of Dav Samach Dal de Mebeitz. Ulaman de alma chad beganev v'chad betoyin taynes ganev. The ganef atzmei nafkelei me'im yimotzei haganef. Ganef, you learn out from this parsha alone, im yimotzei haganef yishalom shnoyim. So, hai im himotzei timotzei, which this is a previous posik that is speaking about above a machteres, my dorishve, what does he do with this whole posik, himotzei timotzei? According to the previous man, the Yoma, it's a ribui mid for ribui. But according to this Tane, I know already from im yemotzi aganef yishalom shnayim, and we hear on daf samach gimel amud aleph, bar kol dvar pesha, that were memayit shtoris, karkois vavodim. So what does he do with this im yemotzi timotzi? So the Gemara answers, mi boile lechidarove bar ahiloi. He needs it to tell me a drash of rove bar ahiloi. The omar rove bar ahiloi, my time at the rav. The omar moide beknas ba'acha kach bo'edim potter. Rav said, amir de kechidish, that if a person is moide bebezden on a knas, so even though Edom came later and they made Bifnei Bezdin, he's potter to pay the knas because the previous Edo patters the chiyuv. The previous Edo patters the chiyuv knas that it can't be chal anymore. Edo's baldin is a potter. So how do we know this chiddush? Dechsiv im himotzei timotzei. So Rava Bariloi darshened as follows. Im himotzei be'edim. If Edim came first and they were meyer that he was a ganev, timotzei b'dayonim. So then dayonim could be moitzi momen from the ganev, moitzi knas from the ganev. Prat l'mashia es atzmoi. But if he was mashia es atzmoi bifnei bezdin, before the Edim came, so memele, then Bezdin cannot be mechayev him. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, my time at the Rav, lekame hi b'hai pirke, this member of Rav, im himotzei b'edim, im tchile, if first himotzei b'edim, so then timotzei akeful, shehu knas b'dayonim. So then the kefil bezin can be mechayib the knas. Parat lemashia es atzmei, afal fi shebo edim acherei kain, even though edim came later, einei mishalem kefil. So that means you need tchila, mimotze be'edim tchila, tchila timotze be'edim. If edim came first, then timotze b'dayon. Frag the Gemara, Ulaman de Yomar Tavayu Betoyin Tainis Ganev. According to the Baraisa, that both of the these psukim, imimotzei aganev, imloyimotzei aganev, both of them are speaking betoyin tainis ganev, dahai im himotzei timotzei mapik leile ganev atzmoi. So the whole imotzei timotzei I need for riboy miyot veriboy. Marshia atzmoi minolo. So how do we know that moide beknas is poto? So he said, Masher Yarshion Elikim, Beloya Marshia Satsmoy. If Bezn is Marshia him, Beloya Marshia Satsmoy. But if he is Moide Bifne Bezdin, so we'll see soon. So this pasuk really means that. So Bezdin can't be Marshia him, because Bezdin does not know. It's only he that is saying that he's Chayiv. Bezdin cannot be Mechayiv him al pi Haydosai. So Be'emison, this drash we'll see is another drash. This drash is a limud that there's no nemonis of Haydos Baldin by Knas. Masher Yashin Alekim, if Bezin ki be Marshiyim, Bezin has a biru to be Marshiyim, then Bezin ki be Marshiyim. Beloy ha Marshiya es Atzmoy, that he's the only one that's Marshi himself. Bezin cannot rely on this Eido. So here we see that Moide Beknas is not Nemon. Lamando Oma Chad Beganev, Bechad Betoyin Tain is Ganev. So the Gemara says, according to Mandi Yomar, that one pasuk is talking about God Nevachad Betoyin Tainis Ganev, the Aisei Lei Mehimotzei Timotzei LeMarshia Es Atzmoi. So I learn Marshia Es Atzmoi from Himotzei Timotzei, Motzei Timotzei, Be'edim Timotzei B'dayonim. Ha Yashay Yashiyon Maidorish Beit. So what does he do? Ashay Yashin Elokim Prad LeMarshia Es Atzmoi. Amaloch Ahu miboy lemoide beknas de potter. What does Rashi say? Ahu miboy lemoide beknas de potter. Im loibo weide machrikai. This pasuk is telling us there's no nemonis of Eidos Baldin. Viyatele im himotze timotze. So I know already there's no nemonis. So what is Imotzi Timotzi coming to tell us? Lifter afilu bo eidim. So imimotzi be'edim t'chile. That's this, that mikoyach ha'yito. That means without the yito, I could say that imotzi be'edim timotzi be'dayonim, that be'dayonim can only be moitzi through a birr of eidim, not through a birr of eido. But if he was moide and then eidim came, so now we have a birr of eidim. But now, since I know this from Marshiyas Atzmoy, that he doesn't have an amonis to be Mechayiv himself, so now I learn out that he mimotze be'edim only if Edim came first, but if he was Maida first, afilo Edim came afterwards, that I have a birur of Edim, but his Haidah first patters the Chiyuv. That is the din Maida beknas, ba'achakach bo Edim, that he's potter to pay. It patters the Chiyuv knas. Aumi bal meidik das the potter im lebo eidem acheikein. Mashiach Satzmi tells me that Bezin does not have a biru to his eido. V'yatele im imotzei timotzei. Now the imotzei timotzei is miyutos. So it's not telling us that Bezin can't be mechayiv al pi his eido. I know that from my sheyishin ulekim. Is imotzei motzei lifter afilu bo eidem. Afilu I have now a biru of eidem. The Lexiva Lachat Kro have a Mekminele Beloibo Eidim. And the Posik is telling us that he doesn't have an Amonis Lachayim Esatzme Knas. But now he Mimotzi Tamotzi is telling us a bigger Chiddush that is a Do Patels the Chiyiv Knas. Uman de Yoma Tavayu Betoyin Tainas Ganet. So he doesn't have the pasuk of imotzi timotzei to meide beknas vachakach bo eidim, because he only has, because imotzi timotzei Man im Treib zehn Teilen ist gar nicht so, aber meidem Knast war kach bei dem Chayef. Wie tak holds, wie tak a Chayef. And, cause you only have one Posseg. And that Posseg is Asher Yeshin Elikim Pradlam Mashiach Satzmei that's coming to tell us that Bezdin cannot rely on Bezdin cannot rely on his Eidot M'chayev M'knas. Well, the man the Yoma Chad beganev V'chad betoyintayin is ganev De nafkelei ganev mehosam. So, you learn out ganev from Yimotzei Aganev. So Bishloime, so before we ask the Posseg, what does he do with the Posseg in Yimotzei Timotzei? So Bishloime in Yimotzei Timotzei Lichidarove Bara Eloi. So Yimotzei is coming to tell us Yimotzei Beidem, Timotzei Bidayodim. Elokol Hani Proti Lomoli. But what you do with all these protem, that means the parsha of Ganev, I know, Mimotzei Aganev Yishalem Shnayim. And Be'emesin, and we hear on Daf, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, that Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Al Shira, Chameir, Al Samach, we learn out, to be Mamayit, Kol Zariboy, and then we Mamayit, Shtoris, and Karkan Abodim. So this is going on Saitoin Tainis Ganev and Saiganev. So now I know Aganev is Chayiv Kefil and Adavar Metal to the Gufay Moment. That I know from Mimotzei Aganev. Yishalom Shnayim. Himotzei Timotzei is coming to tell us that Maid Beknas Vachkach Beidem is Potter. But you have a whole bunch of Protem over here. Mimotzei Timotzei B'yodai Hagneva Mishair Ad Chamer Atze Chayim Shnayim Yishalem. So why do I need all these protem over here? I know the halacha of Dovah Metal to the Gufa Momin. I learned from the Kol Dvar Pesha. So why do I need all these protem? Sher ad chamer atzer. Chaim shnayim yishalom. Let's see what Rashi says. Kol hani proti lomali, ilamutei karkois vavodim, ushtoris kedamoren, like we said according to Yenemandome, o imitu lahanoch, mahanoch proti dersibak al kol dvar pesha. So I know from al kol dvar pesha that we're mamayit shtoris vavodim karkois. So why do you need these protem? L'davoyne, I don't understand this Rashi. Rashi seems to phrase the kashem that you can't say the protem are coming to be mamayit avodim karkois ishtoris, because I know avodim karkois ishtoris when it's might when I call the Baal Pesha. But vaistois, theoretically, they could be mamayit. No, I don't need it because I'm mamayit makol dvar pesha. Now that what avodim shtoris and kakois and ismayit from sheir chamer and seim, that is if we have a riboy miyit variboy. The whole we had all the limudim worked. That was the maskonis hagemore. That Lefi Emes, if the only posik by Ganem is Imotzi Temotzi Biyode Agnevim Mishair Ad Chmer Atzeh, that when Mamayit Shtoris Avonim Bekakois, that's because Imotzi Temotzi is a Ribui Miyad Veribui, so Marba HaKoil, and then Chad Lamute Shtoris Adamute Avonim Chad Lamute Kakois. That's if you have a Ribui Miyad Veribui. But if you don't have a Ribui Miyad Veribui, so we have Sher Chamer and say you can't be Mamayit anything. And you don't have a ribui mitzvah, because imotzi temotzi I'm using for something else laganzi. Imotzi ta'id be'idim temotzi b'dayonim. And I saw Klor and the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says, If you darshan im imotze beidim timotze bedayon, she don't have a riba in mitva riba. So how could you be mamay? Rashi seems to be saying, ilamu teka kois avodim ishtoris, I know it already. But the you can't even be mamayit. You have some say three words without a riba in mitva riba. Some say you can't be mamayit avodim ishtoris. So davon you don't understand pshat in this Rashi. But al kaponim, about the kasha from the Gemara is a good. Why do you need all these protem? So the Gemara says, "Kedetone dever Rabbi Shmuel, Tetone dever Rabbi Shmuel kol parsha shenemro venishnes loinishnes elo ledovo shenischadishbo." That means you're right. These protem are not necessary. It's nishnes. I learned it already once. I'll call the Baal Peshe, I'll share Salma. I know this already. But the Torah can chazer over a parsha b'shvil dovash and ischadish bo. What's dovash and ischadish bo? Imi motzi beidim to motzi b'dyonim prat l'moide b'knas. It's mele, so it's nishkefelach. Agavuch edachsime, we see a moira de kechidish in this Gemara. In this Gemara, we see that, I mean, like this, we have this klal that, the Torah could repeat a parsha, it's l'chayre repetitious, we know this already, but there's a chidish in the parsha, so the Torah can bring down the whole parsha only, it's out the chidish, shaboy. Now here, so Rashi, what is the chiddush boy? Imotzi tmei edim timotzi bidayonim. Now this chiddush is only a chiddush al pidrash. It's not pashta in the kol. Imotzi timotzi biyodei agnev. This is drush that the kefil aloshin. Imotzi tay. This is not pashta in the kol. This is a drash. Imotzi tmei edim timotzi bidayonim. So that's we have a big chiddush over here. That when you look at the posik, the posik isn't telling me anything, and it's miyuto. But since there's a drash, that I have a drash from this posik, so the Torah can write the whole posik, which al pi pashtei is miyuto legamri, because there's a drash in the posik. Yeah. Fragt die Gemara, ve'ema ganav atzmoi b'shvua. Sagt Rashi, ve'ema ganav atzmoi li'ishalem keifel, ad shi'ishov le'sheker, hoyu mikroi de'le'el, nafkelon ganav atzmoi. So the Pnei Yeshua is mevayer, and the Rashi is also mevayer. The Gemara is asking now a kashem, according to the Mandayoma, that im yimotzei aganav is speaking of aganav atzmoi. So now the Bnei Yeshua is mamtik, very good. By ganav atzmoi, how do you know a ganav is chayiv keifel and a dover metaltel the gufay moment? Because of the pasuk al kol devar pesha. So al kol devar pesha is going on the whole parsha. Im yimotzei aganav. So I'll call the Baal Pesha, which is Mamayit, Avodim, Shtoris, Vekarkois, I'll call the Baal Pesha is going on both cases. Im loy imotze yaganev, then the Chiv is alt stoyin tain is gan, im imotze yaganev, the Chiv is alt, im imotze yaganev, that there was a ganev. And on both these dinim, there's a yeshalom shnayim by a ganev, there's a yeshalom shnayim by a toyin is ganev, and this is al kol dvar pesha. This is al kol dvar pesha. Zuk the Pnei Yeshua. So if this al kol dvar pesha is going on both parshiyos, so before al kol dvar pesha says v'nikra balabayis alakim, that Chazal say l'shvua. So the shvua is also going on both. The shvua is also going on both. So memela, so a ganev should only be chayev kefil. If it was Nikra Balabayas Alakim. Now, what kind of a shvua are we speaking about over here? Now we hear it's a very interesting case that the Ganav is swearing. Now, how does the Ganav swear? Bishloimer. By Toyin Tainer's Ganav. Good, he's a Shaimer, there's a Shuas Hashaimrem, he swears, he swore Nignav, and the Nimtze Shuvatz my gun by good. So, there's a Sibas Hashvua. There's a Sibas Hashvua over here, and he swore. Now, how does this Ganav? This Ganav is not a shame at all. He's a professional Ganav, and all of a sudden, how do we machayev him to swear? He swore, and then later we found the Ganeva by him. Yimotzei a Ganav after the Shvuah. Yimotzei a Ganav after. I mean, the Yimotzei Ganav with Eidim. We found the Ganeva by him. So he swore before. What Shvuah are we speaking about? It could be that we're speaking about a shvuas made by mitzvahs, because Nemesin in this parsha says ki yuzeh. The parsha is speaking about ki yuzeh. So it could be that the ganav was approached, and the bailam was teveyim. He was very suspicious. He told him, "I saw you. You stole $500." He said, "No. Only $200 I stole. The other $300 I didn't steal." So he's a moide. He was a moide b'miktus. He was a koifer on the other $300. B'miyemotzei agan, if we found that he stole the $300 also, yishalom shnai. Also could be he's only chayiv kefil if there was a shvuah sheker also. That's pashtei dekra. So Gemara says, "Lois al kedaitach." No, you can't say that a ganav needs a shvuah. The sanya Rabbi Yaakov Omer, "Shnayim yishalem." Now, "Shnayim yishalem" is the posik by him. Mimotzi timotzi beabom machteres. Mimotzi timotzi biyodei agneve. There it says, "Shnayim yishalem." By mimotzi ganav says, "Yishalem shnayim." But by the previous, the parsha of Baba Machteres, it says, "Imemotzi temotzi biyodei gnevim mishay ba'atzer mishay atzmer atzer chaim shnayim yishalem shnayim yishalem shalei b'shvua." There it says, "You pay shnayim yishalem b'loy shvua." So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yaakov, how did you know how to figure this out? Ata imav shalei b'shvua, v'yenei ela b'shvua. Maybe it means b'shvua." Amrit loikachoye. No. It can't be with a shvuah. Shnayim Mishalim is coming to tell us you don't need a shvuah. May loikachoye. How do you know that Shnayim Mishalim is coming to tell us that you don't need the without a shvuah you pay kefil? Amar Abaye leilichtev rachmone Shnayim Mishalim beganiv. The lacy bekalvacham, this possible lacy bekalvacham, and mitaintan is ganav. Mataintan is ganav, the beteiros leyode, and mekole shalom tre ganav atzmi, the besuros leyode lekoshke. Lishnaim yisham, the kosvachmona beganav atzmi, lomali da filushaloi bishwa. Now, the Rajbe explains this Gemara as follows. Now, all of a sudden, so the Rajbe says, what Abaye is saying, let's go before Abaye. Let's go before Abaye. Then we'll explain what Abaye wants to be Moisif. That the whole Gemara's kasha was, if Im Yimotzi Aganev is speaking about Aganev Atzmoy, and we said we have to be Elach, and Benikra Balabais is going on Ganev Atzmoy, just like a Kol Dvar Pesh is going on Ganev Atzmoy, the Abaye is also going a Ganav Atzmai. So the Gemara said so. So the Yishalem Shnayim is if there was previously a Shvuah that he said Loi Ganav. Fine, that was the Gemara's kasha. So before we see Nevenik in the Gemara, so Rabbi Yaakov said there's a Shnayim Yishalem. It's another posik, a Ganav pays kefil. Why didn't it say Shnayim Yishalem already? Why does it say Nachum of Shnayim Yishalem? This posik is Miyutel. Shnayim Yishalem. What is to say Shnayim Yishalem? So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Shnayim Yishalem without a Shvuah. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. That was a Shvuah. I know you pay kefil already. Now from this Pasuk you say with a Shvuah. That's what says Shnayim Yishalem Shalei B'Shvuah. In Agavulcha, the Rashba says that now, according to Raman the Yoma, Imotzei God was speaking about the Gan of Atzmoi, so the Imotzei Timotzei B'yodei Agneva, which we said was called Parsha, Shenemro V'nishnes, Loinishnes Elbe V'yodova, Shenis Chadosh Bo, so the Rashba says, two Chedushim. Imotzei Timotzei, is one Chedush, that Boide B'knas is Potter, and Shnaim Mishalmi, you pay without a Shvud. There's two Chedushim. And then in the middle of Sheir, Chameir said, that's the member of a Nishnes. That's what the Rashba says. Fine. So that's really, but the Gemara all of a sudden starts talking about a Kal Vachomer from Toyim Tainis Ganev. So the Rashba says that Abai is coming to tell us that Rabbi Yaakov was a neutral person. Rabbi Yaakov, this is a machlokes of Baraisis. If the psukim are speaking about Ganev, Miotzei Ganev is speaking about Ganev, if it's speaking about Toyin Tainis Ganev, Rabbi Yaakov did not want to get involved in this. This is a machlokes Baraisis. So Rabbi Yaakov is telling us that according to all Mandi Yomrim, the Shnayim Yishalim is coming to tell us that you pay kefil without a shvur. And that means as follows. Because if both psukim are speaking about Toyin Tayin's Ganev, so I don't have a posik really for Ganev Atzmai, but I can learn out kefil from a Kal Vachomer from Toyin Tayin's Ganev. Madoch Toyin Tayin's Ganev, the Beteiros of the Yodai. You pay kefil with a shvur. So, Ganav Atmi, Bisura, so you should pay kefil with a shvur. So with a shvur, I know you pay kefil. Now it's a Shnayim Yishalim, it's coming to those without a shvur. That's why the Gemara brings in this Toyin Tan Gir. Elo Shnayim Yishalim, the Kosva Chon, the Ganav Atmi, Lomoy, the Filo, Shaloi, Bishvur. Vahai im hi motzei lohochi yudiyosa. Now, the Gemara said that im hi motzei is coming to tell us, chveis, moide beknas, is coming to tell us, moide nasach gebeidim is potter, or ribe mit veribe. Hamei boi lo elich desanya, I need this, tell me a different din in Gamsa. We learned about Reise. The pasuk says, "Im imotzei temotzei biyodoi hagneve." So we darshan ainly ela yodoi. It was biyodoi. Gagoi chatzeroi vekafifoi minayin. How do we know that it was not biyodoi? It wasn't his chotzer. Talmud loyma im imotzei timotzei mikol mokim. It says, "Kefil aloshen." So the Kevla Lush is coming to tell us that you don't need Yodai, Afilu Chatzeirai. We'll see in Taisus, the Gevaldik Echidish, Aboy. Yeah, in Cain, so the Al Kaponim, so we need these Psuk, you're making cold rushes from Imotzi to Motzi, we need this already to tell us to be Malba that Chotzer is Kaina by Aganef. That's the Chidish, that is Akinya Chotzer by Aganef. So how do we know this? You used up the Imotzi to Motzi for other things. So Moshe says, "Imkain leimekro ayi motzei hi motzei, ayi ti motzei." It's not only the double words; it's a shini aloshin also. Vidushani kro hi motzei ti motzei. So this is a third limud. Shema minotati. So from this we know another thing that chotzer is kaina by agat. Now let us see Taisvis. Taisvis. Illuminates a little bit the sugya. Ainly ela biyodai. Perish, shegonvoi biyodai mamish. He stole it biyodai mamish. Gagai chatzeroi, kloima. What's gagai chatzeroi? Shehikisha bemako michatzeroi shabalabayis. V'nichneso legagoi chatzeiroi v'kalfifoi. That's the case of chotzer. We'll come back to this taisus. I just want to finish the taisus. V'itztach l'ribuyei chotzer. Al kaponim, this is a riboy that chotzer is koine. Lashminen, the chotzer koine af lechay bosoy, the chotzer is koine af lechay bosoy. The loitaimo kishliach damye ben shlich ledvar avere. Kamash melon, the koine kibavosh be kamada bo metzia, the shlich ledvar avere. Heche de shlich la bach yuvu, vechay mucha chosam kidefrishes. Now, just before, we'll come back to this whole taisvis, but just the superficially, taisvis is saying like this, that without this ribui, I would say, without this ribui of imotzi timotzi, I would say a ganef is not a ganef through chotza. Through chotza doesn't, kinya chotza will not help by a ganef, because chotza mitam shlichis. And we have a klal in shlich ledvar avera. One cannot be responsible for the actions of a shliach by a dvar avera. So I would think that there's no chiyuv of gneve if he stole through kinya chotza. Is kamash malon this posik that he does become responsible if he was going through a chotza? I chotza mitam shlichus. Okay, that's the chiddush, and we'll explain it when we go over the taisus now. Now let's go back to the beginning of the taisus. Ein li elo biyodai. I would think that ein li elo biyodai. I would think you're only a ganef if you stole biyodai. Now, let us try to elaborate. What does that mean, he stole biyodai? So, let us just say there's two inyonim. There's kinyan yad, and there's kinyan hagbo. Kinyan yad means that if something is in my yad, so I'm kind of, there's a kinyan of yad. There's a kinyan of hagbo, if I lift up something, so I'm kinda with hagbo, with hugbo, al yodoi. So the Teres Gitten and Rabbi Keveger say, why do you need kinyan yad? You have kinyan hagbo. Why do you need two things? Yad and hagbo. It's yad. So why do you need hagbo? So they say, Amoyre de Kezach. And this is God, when the anish is geget v'nosan biyodo, they fold up the get, that the get should not stick out of her hand of Ashel. Because kinyin yad is what is in her hand. That's kinyin yad. So b'meila, so it has to be in the yad. That's kinyin yad. Kinyin hagbo, I was magbia the thing. So there, it's not necessary, it has to be in my hand. There's a maisa kinyin of hagbo, I was magbia. So there's kinyan yad and kinyan agbo. Now, let us start thinking, before this ribui, ainli ela yodai. Now, what are we speaking about yodai? So, but let's learn the posik. Imimotzei timotzei biyodai hagneve, mishoyer at chamoyer atzeh. Now, a shoyer to be biyodai is... A live share to be biyodai is very difficult to picture. Maybe by Oig Melech Haboshen he could do such a thing, but a share, it's very difficult to picture. A filu b'hagbo is also pretty difficult to picture. Chazal say that why a seh pays dalid and a share pays hay, so the Gemara says because Aser, he was mevaz himself, because he carried it on his shoulders. The shoyer, he didn't carry on the shoulders, he wasn't mevaz himself, that's why you pay hay. So shoyer, you don't even carry, you don't even make hagbo on a shoyer. Who's gonna pick up a shoyer? You have to have, shimshin strength to pick up a shoyer. So what's pshat in this biyodai over here? That means, if it wouldn't say this riboy, I would learn biyodai. So l'chayri have to say, either we will assume that yodai does mean hagbo, or we'll say yodai means mishichi was moishechit biyodai. Shagonvoi biyodai mamish. He was moishechit biyodai out of the rishus of the nikna. Fine. that's Yodav. So let us say, if it, without this ribuy, I would know that Mashiach is koina by a ganev, Hagbos is koina by a ganev. Fine, that I know. But chotzer, I wouldn't know. Gagai chatzeroi, kloima. So now, kloima, she kisha b'makel mechatzeroi shel balabayis, v'nichneso legagai chatzeroi v'kafifoi. Fine. Chotzer, the chiddush of chotzer, so Tosis tells us a whole scenario. How did he get into his chotzer? He kisha b'makel mechatzeroi shel balabayis, v'nichneso legagai. Frekt the Rishash, so that's Mashiach, weiter Mashiach. But you don't need Kinyi Chotzer for that. That's Ikishalei we had before, and the beginning of our kindness. Piven Davkua Ike Mashiach, Vekaimalei Beshusayu, Lachal Mila, Ikisha Bebakal is Mashiach. So that's weiter Mashiach. So, why did I have to say for all that he hit the behemoth, he stole the behemoth. Why does Tosis say he hit the behemoth? So, Pshat and Tosis is like this. First of all, there's a Ktois that says, you cannot become a ganav with lumdas. You have to make a maisa gneiva. In order to become a ganav, you have to make a maisa gneiva. That means as follows. Let's say the behemoth walks into my rishus, it's walking along, and I have a pesazoi, an open chotzer, and the behemoth walks in. Now it's in my chotzer. So, and I'm gonna be kind it. You won't become a ganav. Because you need a maise gneive. In order to be, you need the samazoi, that means even though lagabi all kinyonim, If a dover hefka will come into my rishus, I want to be koinet. I'm koinet. I don't have to do anything. Chotzer's koinet. But over here, in order to be a ganef, you need a maisa gneive. So there's a Rashi in Bab Metzia that he shut the door. The behemah walked in and he shut the door. So Rashi is a chiddush. That means even though it's not in the dover hanignav, I didn't do a maisa, I just shut the door, can't go out. That's also called a maisa gneiva. Could very well be Tosfos is chaylik on that Rashi in Bab Metzia. Tosfos holds shutting the behemah walked in. I'm shutting the door. That's not called a maisa gneiva. So Tosfos says, no. You need a maisa gneiva. You need a sales talk to get the behemah to go out of the rishus of the Bailim and into your rishus, but not a sales talk with the, you need a maisa. You need a maisa gneiva, ikisha b'mako. Fine. That's why Tosfos had to mention ikisha b'mako. Fine. That's why Tosfos, even though we're talking about chotzer, but we needed this ikisha b'mako. But we're still back to the rishash's kasha. But it's ikisha b'mako, but he said, that's Mashiach, that's Yodai. So why do you have to, so here you have a whole thing of chotzer. Zokta chidushi yarim amayrdi kezach. The klal is, you can never make a maise kinyan b'rshus habaylim. That means, let's talk about kinyonim. Let's not talk about ganovim. Let's talk about kinyonim. That Reuven calls Shimon into his rishus, and listen, I want to sell you this behemah. Make a mashiach. So he makes a mashiach in, Shimon makes a mashiach in rishus Reuven. This is garnish mit garnish. That's nothing. It's worthless. You can't make a maisa kinyan b'rishus habaylam. The only way you can make a maisa kinyan is if you took it out of the rishus bailam, that's a maisa kinyan. I'm taking it out of the rishus bailam. In the rishus bailam, it's moving around. So that's rishus bailam. Hagbo helps rishus bailam. So there's a lumdus because that's called I took it out of the rishus bailam. Then there's a kasha. The ave is also rishus bailam. Okay, about koponim, but the lumdus of hagbo means I took it out of the rishus bailam. That's poshut how Hagbo works. Hagbo is the only kinyan that works for Shuzmai. So, Tehelek Yechidushi Yarim, Zuck the Pshad is over here. What did he do? He banged the Beimer. Taisus is moiridik meduyik. Taisus says, he kisha bimakol mechatzere shabalabayis. I banged the Beimer, and the Beimer was very attentive. It understood very well what I wanted to do. When it was bechatzere shabalabayis and his rishus, then I made my maisa meshiche. I banged it. So al tzilchis meshiche, it won't help. Because that's all that I did. And the Behemoth got the message, v'nich nesol legagich, the Behemoth went my way. Don't tell me two times. I hear it after the first time. You banged it, and the banging is, he told them, this bang is you go into my rishus, and the Behemoth heard very well what he means to say, and he walked into his rishus. So al tzilchis meshiche, he won't be kaine, because the maise kinyan was b'rishus hanignav. To say it was a maise gneiva, it sure was a maise gneiva. He went into Yenim's rishus and he gave the behema azetz, and that gave the behema the incentive to leave the rishus, b'ilum to go by rishus. That's a maise gneiva, but it's not a maise meshiche. So the kinyan is al kinyan chotzer. That is what Taisus is saying. But Taisus had to say this whole scenario because it wouldn't have been a kisha. There's no maise gneiva. That's why Taisus has to say this whole scenario. And the real meshiche means gonvei biyode. He slept it out of his rishus. Not he slept it out biyode. It means he slept it out of the rishus of the balance. So it's a meshiche chutz meshus b'ilum. Then that's called meshiche. Now. Ve'itzach libuye chotze lashminin, the chotze koine af lechaybose. He wants to tell us a chiddush that chotze is koine af lechaybose. Now what is this? The af lechaybose, the rishash mutzitzich do. So I think pshat af lechaybose means as follows. There's a machloikis. There's one mahalach in Taisus above Metziah, and let's just say this mahalach. There's a svar in the Gemara, ein shlich l'dvar avera. We learn that ein shlich l'dvar avera. Therefore, the Gemara says, what happens if a kohen goes over to Yisrael and tells the Yisrael, be mekadosh a grusha for me, and the Yisrael's mekadosh the grusha, or let's forget about a Yisrael, let's talk about a kohen will tell the kohen, we'll come to Yisrael 1 minute, a kohen will tell the kohen, be mekadosh a grusha for me, and the second coin is Makadish for the first coin. So here we say this is a case of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So there's a Shaila in Taisvis and Bob Metzia. So what happens? Ein Shliach, what happens? So there's two Mahalchim in Taisvis. One Mahalch in Taisvis is she's married. She's married to the Mashalach. He married her. No, there's you're Loikig. That you're not allowed to marry a grusha. That's allowed. So lechayre al tzedin shliches that should be considered like the mishalach did a ma'ase kedushin. So you should be like it. No, and shlich ledvar aveira. And shlich ledvar aveira means the responsibilities that one gets from doing a ma'ase aveira. The onshim that one gets from doing a ma'ase aveira. That's only if he does it himself. Ein shlich l'dvar aveira. But if the dvar aveira came about through shliches, so shliches cannot be mechayiv the mishalach. But he's married. It's two different things. So memeila, that's l'chayre pshat and taisus over here. Taisus means to say that chotzer mitam shliches. That means that my chotzer is like my shliach. So the chotzer can be koine for me. So Einochanami, the kinyonim that a ganav acquires could be that a ganav would get also. But lechaybosa, he gets obligations also. He's chaybons and he has responsibilities. So I would think ein shliach ledvar avere that these responsibilities he won't get because ein shliach ledvar avere. That would be the havamina. I would think the shmina the chotze koina af lechaybosa. Not only he gets schusim in it, which a ganav gets also, but he gets responsibilities also. The loy teime, what's the chiddush? Kishliach dam, you shouldn't say that a chotzer is equivalent to a shliach. Vein shliach ledvar aveira, kamash malom, the koine L'chei Boser. And why, Take, is it this way? Could me first pay Kama the Bob Metziem? The Yeshlich at Baravere, Heche the Shlich Lav Bachi Yuvahu, Chemucha Chosem Kedefrishis. The Gemara says, the Gemara Take says, why is it that way that we say, why is it that way that we say Yeshlich at Baravere? It's a problem. So the Gemara says, the whole din of Ein Shlich Ad Va'aveira is if the Shlich is a Baal Chiyuve. He's Mitzuve in the love of the Meshalach is Mitzuve. So then we say, Ein Shlich Ad Va'aveira. But if the Shlich is not Mitzuve in the love, what the Meshalach is, what the Meshalach would be over, then we say, Yesh Shlich Ad Va'aveira. So therefore, the Gemara says, according to this Mahalach, a Kohen will tell a Yisroel to marry a Grusha. So then, since the Yisroel is not mitzuvah in this lap, so it's dumya dechotza, then we say, yesh lich dvaver, and the Kohen will be like it. That's what the Gemara says in Bob Metzia. And let us just, mention a good Akasha that I think Rabbi Kivege brings out from a Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua as follows. The Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, that's my Esra Kashem, the halacha is, if Reuven was Mekabel Shabbos, after Plaga Mincha, and Shimon was not Mekabel Shabbos, so Reuven is allowed to tell Shimon Bepeh Molai, you have to do a malacha for me. It's Mekair, it's a Psarash Ben Shabbos, you're allowed to tell Shimon to do a malacha. Fine. Correct the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, L'chayre Shimon is a lav bar chiyuve. He wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet. So Memele, when Reuven tells Shimon to be Metatua Meloche, so Reuven should be Yoiva al Tzedin of Yeshliach L'dvar Aver. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kashi. And that's where Rabbi Kivege says, Shimon is also called a bar chiyuve, because also he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, he's called a bar chiyuve. Fine. So Memele, this is Pshat what Tosfos is saying. Lichtoi, oi im he motzei, mashme, so Tosfos says, it would seem, the urche dekro lichtoi beis pa'omim teva achas. That means, normally, if you want to be kaifel a word, you kaifel it, you repeat the same word twice. And if it was repeated in a different oifen, so that kuf is a nudrash. The chayim ba'achoyvel gabi verape yirape. Because the bereisha you boitkin, kama gabi gzei yeshov the hativ the mufnim. Midahavel elamichtav oidroish tidroish oichaker tachker. It should have said this. Midishani krabi diburi behativ drash the hativ. Mashme, it seems the Gemara says it could have said Doresh Tidroish, and since it says Heitei, it was Mishane B'Diburei, so Memel that makes Heitei Mufne. Mashme, so Tosfos was very much Medaik in the Loshon Gemara. Mashme Dihave Kosev Hochi, Lehave Mufne. That means if it said Doresh Tidroish, Maya Katiave Mufne, Medahave Lelemichta by Doresh Doresh, Tachker Tachker. You're 100% right that the Gemara, that's what the Gemara mentions, that what the Gemara says, she said, Doresh Tidroish is Zicha Lav Davke, and Mishum Dein Yoyred Loise Svore, but Nechle Minkit, Loshen, Kaifa Loshen, Hashoga Bekama, Mekaymisk, Mehanik Tanik, Nasin Titne, so Taisus is Einachana.
The Gemara really means to say, she said, Doresh, or Tachke. Okay. Now let us go a little further. A new sugya. Gufe Omar Rav Keren Kein Shegonav. Tashlume Keifel Batashlume Abova Hamisha Kishas Hamodebedim. My time at the Rav Omar Kro Gnevo Vachayim. The first pasuk it says Chayim mitimotzei tamotzei biyodei agneva Chayim shnayim yishalem.
So the Gneve v'chaim, amai komachmon achaim b'gneve, ach yei lekeren ke'ein shegonav. Now, let us just refresh our memory. Let us just see Rashi and Daf Samach Daladam and Beis. Rashi, it's after 2/3 of the Yomad. Ach yei lekeren ke'ein shegonav, lekamon hu bishmaitin. The Gemara will later bring down this member of Rat. And the Pasuk is telling us, Dim gonav behema, the hukrisha oy huzla. That means a person stole a behema, and let's talk about huzla now for practical purposes. A person stole a behema that was worth, let's say, 4 zuz. And then later it was huzal. It became worth 1 zuz. And then later it got lost. How much money does he have to pay him? Now, if the ganav has a good lawyer, so the ganav should have said as follows. I mean, look, I stole something, yeah, a year ago, it's worth 4 zuz, but let's be realistic. Now, the market went down. Now, if it was worth a zuz. So what did you possess? It's yours. It's still yours. It's not mine. Never came mine. What did you possess? You possessed a zuz. Now it got lost. Fine. So I should pay you a zuz. I should pay you what you had. You had the b'shasa got lost. Nah, I can return it to you. If I'll return it to you, zich, I'll give you a zuz. There's no shail about it. If I give it back to you now, so I'll give you back a thing that's worth a zuz, and you can't find a one thing to me. But here it is. This is what I stole. Take it. A kaponim, but God, it got lost. I'll give you how much it was worth. So the pasuk is coming to tell us, "Divganav behema behukrisha ihuzla mishalem kishas agneve." I have to pay you. I have to pay you for this. The chsiv chayim, it says gneva v'chayim, hachyeyu lekeren shel gneva shiyeh sholem. Make sure the keren that was stolen should be replaced b'shleimus. Hachyeyu lekeren kein shegonav. That is this memre of Rav. And Rav is saying God something very, very interesting. So let's see what Rav is saying. Rav is saying, I stole something that was worth dalet. Then later it became huzal. It's worth a zuz. So Rav says, now you come to Bezdin. So Bezdin says, now we have a cheshbon. He has to make an in the cheshbon. So the Bezdin says like this, the keren, you're going to pay dalet. The kefil, you can pay a zuz. The kefil, you're going to pay a zuz. That's what Rav said. Omar Rav, keren, kein shegonav. Tashlume keifel, but tashlume above a chamisha, kishas hamoda bedin. How much it was worth, bishas hamoda bedin. Bishas hamoda bedin was worth azuz, so you'll pay azuz. My time at the rab, omakro gneva v'chayim, amaykom achmon achayim b'gneva, gneva means the keren, achye le keren, ke'ein shegonav. And now, just let's focus. There's a whole sugi in between till we come to understand the case, what Rav is talking about. But let's see the first line when it starts getting wide by the Ches. Ki koma Rav. This is what Rav is telling us. Ke going the Mikore Shavi Dalet. The Mikore was Shavi Dalet. Ul besoiv Shavi Yezuze. Keren kein shegonav. So the Keren you pay Dalet. Tashlume keifu. Tashlume bova chamisha. Kishas amode bedin. You will pay a zuz. So that's your kefil. You'll pay 5 zuzim. 4 for the keren and 1 for the kefil. Now let us start Taisvis. Gufe, omarav, keren kein shegonav. The maskone de milsen, this is what we just learned now. We just jumped to the maskone. Omrinen, the rav airi le'inyin yukre vizula. That was expensive. Pshas Geneve, Pshas Hamadu Vedin, the Kachipa. Rav is telling us the keren you pay, how much it was worth, Pshas the Geneve. ואם תוימה. פרקטויספס ומי כמשמלון מסניסני בריש הגויסל קאמה. כל הגזלונים משלמים כשעס הגזילה. So Tosfos understood that that's what the Gemara means. And that's what the Mishnah means. Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim, how much it was worth b'shas ha-gzeila. So what it means, b'shas ha-gzeila, that means that before it was worth more, and then it's worth less, and then kol gazlonim mishalmim b'shas ha-gzeila. So lufa omar rav, please, it's enough in the Mishnah. Agavuch, I'd like to mention a beautiful teretz that the Teretz Chaim wants to emphasize Tosfos Kashim. And he says, Amir v'kizach, Naniach, you're right. Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzel. A gazlon pays kerem b'shas ha-gzel 100%. But I'm sure that we're talking about a ganav over here. A ganav says, shnayim yishalim, you pay double. So if you'll tell me, and Rav held, that the kefil is b'shas ha-mod v'din, and it says shnayim, so you pay two. So there it would seem, from the word shnayim, it would seem that the kefil and the keren are equal. So you're bringing me a raya from a gazlan. The Mishnah tells us by a gazlan, that's right, by a gazlan, the din is, kol ha-gazlan and mishalmim kishas ha-gzel. You're 100% right. But Rav is telling us by a ganev. A ganev is a big chiddush. Don't compare these two. A ganev pays kefil. The mashmois of kefil is shnayim, you pay two the same. And Rav said, no. Rav split the hair. The keren of a ganev, you pay kishas ha-gzeila. The kevel of a ganev. So Mimele, he's saying a big shtick teire. That's the Teres Chaim's teretz and Tosfos Kashi. V'af al gav, let's just go a little further. The masnisin mashmed the linyin shinoi ayri. He says, maybe l'cheire it's no kasha. The Mishnah over there is speaking about something else. Le'inyin shinoi, kigoyin eitzim v'asom kelim. A person stole eitzim, and he made kelim. V'osem nami koma b'gmore kol ha-gazonim m'shalmim k'shas ha-gzeile l'asuyi d'rabi lo'i gozal t'le v'nasa ayo nasa shini b'yodoi v'konai. So Tosfos wants to shlug up the kasha. Let's just explain what Tosfos is saying. I think Tosfos means to say as follows. The Gemara over there is saying as follows, that the Pshat in the Mishnah is telling us if a person stole Eitzim, which are worth Azuz, from these Eitzim he made a Keli, which is now worth 5 Azuz. Now, the Yisroin Ashavius, that a Keli is worth more than the Eitzim, so that's Shinui Kaine. A Gazlan is Kaine B'Shinui. So, 5 zuz, I don't have to pay 5 zuz, because I'm shuldig. The 5 zuz belongs to me. So what did you possess? What did the nigzal possess? The nigzal possessed the zuz. The nigzal possessed the zuz. Now it became worth 5 zuz. Well, the 5 zuz is mine, because I made a shinui, so my man a shinui is kaine. So the yisroi na shavius belongs to the gazlan. What did you possess? You possessed the zuz. I have to pay you for what I stole from you. Rav is telling us, let's say, I stole from you Dalit, and now it's worth Azuz. So here there'd be a svorah to say that your chavitz became billiger. That means, because last year it was worth 4 Azuz, so that's why I should pay you now for Azuz. Would it be by you, it also would be worth Azuz. So in Mela, why should you get 4 Azuz? You get paid the rates of last year. I'm sure the market fell. Now it's only worth Azuz. So in Mela, it could be that's what Rav is being Mechadish. Rav is being Mechadish that the Mishnah there that says, Yib Mishalim Kishas HaGzeila is speaking about Shinui. They were speaking about that the difference in value, that it got worth more is... So this difference in value belongs to the gazlan, because he's kind of a shini. So there you pay what the nigzal possessed. He possessed Azuz. More than Azuz, he never possessed. Masha'in Kain Rav is coming to tell us when the hukav before it was worth 4, now it's worth Azuz. So there'd be a svara to say,
He'd be a svara to say, Book of Ahuzal. Well, if your thing became worthless, I'll pay you less now. I should pay you the rates of a year ago. Mikom Bokim Taisis Lanya Yukri Bezula Nami Ayri, Kidamuchach Besayf Hamakid, the Maisela Yukri Bezula, Prempere Kol Shogabe, Chotuma de Kamecha de Mikor Shabi Badam Saif Shabi Yezuza, Leiti Borloch, the Badlati Domi Misham, the Gor Migazam, the Snan Kola Gazlonim, Mishalmim Kishas Agzela. So Taisa brings a raya from Tugim Morris that the Mishnah is not only speaking about a fluctuation in value that came about through Shinui Koine. It's also speaking about Yukra Vizula because the Gemara in Bar Metzia and Psochim, which is speaking about Yukra Vizula, brings this Mishnah as a source that Kolag Zoni Mishalmi Kishasa Gzela. So we see the Mishnah is also speaking about Yukra Vizula. So we're back to the Kasha. Why do we need this Memra of Rav? I could learn it from the Mishnah.